Tuesday's Eureka City Council meeting was packed to the brim as business owners, residents, and community members expressed both concern and optimism on how the city could open up its tourism industry. Currently, the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau is given $370,000 annually to promote tourism. It's a partnership between the city and the Visitors Bureau, which has spanned over 40 years.
Are they doing a good job of marketing Eureka specifically? I would say no. Could Eureka get a better return on investment? That's what this is all about.
That's Eureka Community Development Director Rob Homland. He proposed that the city introduce more options and competition when it comes to selecting which organizations it partners with for tourism.
And it could be that we get proposals and say maybe none of this is good and we want to stick with exactly what we've got, and that'll be an option as well.
The idea was met with expected opposition from Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau Interim Executive Director Richard Stenger, who argued that they've been good for the city's economic growth.
Eureka is not an average city. Eureka has a very different class of the city. It's like New York City of Humboldt or Northern California. It's very specific, and as Eureka goes, so goes the whole county. As I mentioned, no matter the codified situation, the Bureau has always worked very hard, especially through PR, to put Eureka businesses first.
However, Executive Director for the Humboldt Growers Alliance, Tara Carver, addressed concerns about the Bureau not embracing cannabis, something that Stenger stated was not ready to be marketed. Ultimately, she said she was looking forward to a fresh and bold new marketing approach.
We believe that the decision in front of you tonight marks a pivotal moment in Eureka's history, a moment that signifies a new approach to opportunity, inclusion, and innovation. We believe in Eureka. It's time Eureka believes in itself.
In a unanimous vote, the Eureka City Council proceeded with an RFP, which would allow more organizations a chance to access the $370,000 for tourism and TOT purposes. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.